Okay, and or conceptual. I mean, this is getting interesting because now, if I start with this channel where I follow and let people follow the development of End of War, it can be part of the story. In other words, when that End of War happens, let's say it's now an animated film or series, which it's supposed to be, or both. In it, all of a sudden, you could have this same guy who sits here and makes a YouTube streaming channel or something. Sharing and telling about and talking while he is developing this End of War story or this Jewel Road story. Which, by the way, can start then with thank you for your cooperation. And once we step into the ending war, or the impending the threat of war there, then we all of a sudden start another little episode or something, right? Or, I mean, not season, but another magazine. Or, no, if we have it in a book or whatever, it's just a different part of the story, the Jewel Road story. And each such part can be, you know, a full book, or a full movie, or full season, or they can be shorter ones. Maybe even episodes. So first episode in that case, or some, two, three, or whatever, even, could be the thank you for your, no, actually the first one, thank you for your cooperation, and then next one is End of War. Because this lady and these people, which were then presented in the first episode, they are now being dragged, each one from their direction, into this looking at it from each point of view, into this global crisis situation that is starting to appear, that of a third world war, or the possibility of it, but also the possibility of avoiding it. And we got the Mahabharata, the Kurukshetra war, that, yes, we should have that one as one timeline here. Like a parallel world that we bounce into now and then. Yes, mythological world that reflects what's going on today. And then we have this man here in this story somewhere. He's just appeared now and then. His name is Pio. sitting there at the cafe talking with his old classmate from when they were 18. In a small town, remembering, going back, remembering when I was a kid. But now, yes, seeing this war thing going on, and he's trying to explain it, but she can't see it. She's, as he says, victim of the propaganda, and we deal with that. But he is really, you know, when he moved away from town, he became an artist, and he was a bit of a scientist. No one could really understand him. So he comes back there, and he's trying to explain. He wants to make this Mahabharata. I mean, my friends have been talking about this all the time. We should make Mahabharata. So I want to make it with animation, you know, Miyazaki style, but better. And, you know, you got this anime from Japan, and Chinese are getting into it. They have incredible artists, and and so on and so forth. So he's very enthusiastic. And sometimes he just comes in there. And then sometimes you have these scenes from Mahabharata just coming in there. Maybe then produced by him, of course, because he is the one that produces the whole thing, which you can see him doing there on his little home YouTube channel.